Hi, this is John Ostrander, and you're listening to the Star Wars Universe Show.
You should all consider yourselves to be in my power.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue pour ce 10e numéro du Star Wars Universe Show. Je suis Dolarn Sarkhan et je suis extrêmement ravi de présenter pour la première fois cette émission qui sera exclusivement consacrée à la série de comics Legacy. C'est en effet à la fin du mois de mai dernier, juste avant la sortie du Legacy War numéro 6, que nous avons eu l'honneur de recevoir pour une interview exclusive Monsieur John Ostrander, scénariste sur les séries République et Legacy. Cette interview a été co-réalisée avec mon ami Bobby Wan et je vous laisse sans plus tarder avec Mr. John Ostrander.
So how are you, John? Thank you for being our guest in the podcast.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you again. So we will have a few questions on your work on Legacy, and the first question is how everything started on Legacy with Jan Dursema. How everything started on this project.
Well, Jan and I had been working on Star Wars Republic. And that was coming to an end. So we were looking for a new project to do. And we decided that we wanted to basically jump ahead in the timeline for several reasons. One was that it would be a little bit less complicated in terms of the continuity. We wouldn't be always tripping over it, as we often were with Star Wars Republic. Another reason was because as a reader, I'm always interested in what happens next. And we hadn't, after the end of the films, and of course you had the novels, but we wanted to find something that went beyond that, to tell you what happened next beyond that. So those were the two main reasons, I think, that we wanted to start up there. And so we just then started thinking about, well, what would it be like? What would be interesting? What would be cool? And what would fit in with what had already been created.
So that's why you decided to choose this area of Star Wars?
Yeah. There's also one other reason, too, is that we wanted to give you a story that you didn't know the ending to. Mm-hmm. George Lucas, when he did the prequels, one of the things about it is that you knew how they had to end. They had to end with Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader, and then you knew what happened to Darth Vader after that. We wanted to create a story where you didn't know what the ending was going to be. And by not having the three major characters, Luke, Han, and Leia, in it, then you didn't have to, we could create something new, and you didn't know what was going to become with those characters or whether they would even survive.
Yep. Next question is about your favorite character in the Legacy series and why?
Oh, there's so many. It's like asking a parent to pick their favorite child. It really depends often enough on which character I'm physically working on at that moment. Of course, I love working on Cade. Cade is the center of the story and so much fun, but also his companions, Sin and Blue. Sin in particular, he's the daddy of Boom, and he's so much fun to write. You know, his lines are so good. Mm-hmm. Banth Rock was a delight to write. Morin Cord, also... known as Nina Calixte, was a delight to write. You know, I mean, she was just such a bad, bad girl. And so every character has, you know, like their own aspects that while you're writing them, you love to write them. Mm-hmm. But if you put the gun to my head, I guess I'd have to probably pick Cade because Cade's the center of the story.
Okay.
Okay.
So we were talking about characters. You can't deny that some of the Legacy characters are really hot, we could say, physically.
Yes.
But also with a great charisma, like Delia Blue, Darth Talon, Morrigan Core.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How do you explain this vision of woman in Legacy?
Well, first of all, I'll say that Jan is the one who designed and drew all of them. Mm-hmm. And Jan herself is a woman, so you know, she has an idea of also what appeals, I think. But there's so many women who have so many different styles. And certainly, a Talon is sexy. Blue is certainly sexy, but it's also they're also very separate characters. Princess Maricia, you know, is also in her way hot as well. So there's just so many different types of women in the story that, and I think that they reflect throughout all the different sides of what is feminine, of what is a woman. Some of them are warriors, some of them are less so.
Okay, because the character is also for some of them, it's a great, strong character.
Yes, absolutely. It's not just how they look, it's who they are. You know, and I think that's true of any character, male or female. But in particular, Jan and I have been, I think, very good in terms of creating strong female characters.
Okay. Next question is about another character and particular vision. What do you think of the animated version of Quinlan Vos in the season 3 of Clone Wars?
That was very interesting. Characters begin as, you know, a thought in your head, maybe a feeling in your heart. It gets drawn into you know, just two dimensions. And then, of course, you see them up on the screen or, you know, either on movies or television. And, of course, they're different. You know, that's inevitable. You know, it's a different media. But at the same time, I thought that the Clone Wars Quinn was compatible with the Quinlan Vos that we had created.
So tomorrow will be issued the last issue of the Legacy Wars series. And so we are now at the end of the Legacy series. Do you have some stories or characters that you would like to change, to add or to remove in the series?
Oh, well, I don't know if I would remove any of the characters any sooner than we did. Would I have liked to have gone on much longer? Well, yeah. I mean, that's certainly apparent. You know, we have, even within the stories that we had planned, we didn't get all of those in. And as you work on characters, new stories pop into your head all the time. But Dark Horse, for its reasons, decided that they had to cease the publication. They gave us a chance to wrap it up, and I'm glad for that. We'll see how everyone feels about it by the time they read the final issue tomorrow. But I'm very proud of it. I'm very happy with it, and I think people are going to be satisfied.
Okay. Can you tell us why did you decide to make two Legacy series?
Well, what happened was that Dark Horse told us that they intended to end Legacy with issue 50, but by the time that they'd got around to making that decision, it was agreed that we didn't really have a chance to wrap up the story and that the readers deserved that. So they said, well, we'll give you 6 issues and you wrap it up. And we went, well, okay. So we've jammed a lot of story in, but then we tend to jam a lot of story in to our to what we do. And Star Wars Legacy War has a lot of story. And the final issue is going to have a lot of story in it, but I think people will find it satisfying.
Okay.
So Legacy is the really end of the adventures of the heroes of Cade Skywalker and all the heroes of Legacy, or can we expect more stories on this universe?
Well, first of all, it depends upon who survives the final issue.
Yes.
I'm not making any promises about that. But Jan and I are not currently planning more Legacy stories at the moment ourselves. We're working on a new project, which has not been announced and which I can't really talk about. Mm-hmm. But if everything goes as we're planning, it's going to be pretty amazing.
Okay. So yes, the Legacy Wars is the really conclusion of the Legacy series.
Yeah, so far as I know, will they change their mind in 6 months? Oh yeah, it could happen. You know, this is a topsy-turvy world, particularly in Star Wars. You know, what was true today may not be true in 6 months, but have the readers seen the last of that era? I don't think so. You know, whether Jan and I are involved or not, I think that the era is very rich. We've created a lot of characters, and there's lots there to be that I think could yield further stories.
And would you like to?
Whether I get to do it or not.
Would you be happy
whether
to?
Jan and me. Sorry.
Sorry. Would you be happy to work again in the Legacy universe?
Oh yeah, we spent a lot of time developing it, and we love the characters, and we've just been having a grand time, which I think shows. But whether or not we get a chance to do so or not, I think we have come up with an ending that will satisfy us, at least for now. But if somebody said, well, John, would you like to do more, I would certainly say yes.
Okay, and how did you decide about the fate of Kate Skywalker?
There's lots of factors that go into play here. The thing that I think I can say guides us the most is what has been Cade's story overall in terms of the entire series, not just Legacy War, but from issue one of Legacy. Mm-hmm. You know, what it really is about Cade, and it's about what becomes of him. So if people keep that to mind, I mean, there's lots of other stories going on, but if you keep in mind that the real focus is Cade, then by the time I think you read the ending, you'll go, okay, yeah, that works. That makes sense.
Okay.
Do you know if Dark Horse is willing to continue to explore the distant future of Star Wars?
You mean the Legacy era?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. There are plans for new books, new series. I haven't heard anything that is going to be set in the Legacy time span right now, but might they do that in the future? Well, yeah, it could be done. Whether if they think that that's a viable place to go and to continue to work in, might the novels go there? I don't know. You know, that, I suppose that could happen as well. So, but as of right now, I don't know of any plans to do that.
Okay.
You spoke earlier about your project with Jean Dursema.
Mm-hmm.
You told us that you couldn't speak or tell anything about it. But mm-hmm. could you say something about this project, or?
No, actually I can't. Just getting all the approvals, all the things set up, and I think Randy Stradley would probably strangle me if I started talking about it at all. Dark Horse will decide when they want to, when they plan to announce it, and that'll all depend on various factors.
Is there a schedule for now to announce this new project?
There are schedules, but that's still a continuing discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even sure when the announcement will be made. So I can't even announce when the announcement will be made.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe basically because I simply don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you, John, for answering to all of our questions and for the website Star Wars Universe.
Thanks a lot.
I'm very pleased to have done it, and thank you.
Thank you.
Et c'est ainsi que se termine ce nouveau numéro du Star Wars Universe Show. Nous vous rappelons que pour tout commentaire, suggestion et réaction, vous pouvez passer directement par le forum SWU, rubrique Communauté et Fans, ou bien par la page Facebook dédiée au show. Je tiens encore une fois à remercier Bobby Wan pour l'interview, ainsi que Monsieur John Ostrander pour avoir répondu à toutes nos questions. Nous nous retrouverons très prochainement pour un nouveau podcast, et d'ici là, que la Force soit avec vous.
Commence primary ignition. We'll be right back.
wipe them out. All of them.